Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Chalene Johnson. Today's show is I almost said it's a rant. I hope it doesn't turn into a rant. I hope it doesn't come across as a rant. Although sometimes I get super duper passionate. And I guess it can come across sometimes as almost anger or frustration when I talk about this particular topic. And here's why. Because I've been in your shoes and it makes me a little upset to think of all of the money that I spent and the people who could have said, hey, you don't need to do that yet. Or, you know what, that's probably not the best use of your time. Like people who knew my situation or knew what I was doing, and for whatever reason, they were referring me to this program or that program without giving me the whole story. And maybe it's just because sometimes people don't want to meddle or tell you how to do things, and they just kind of let you figure things out on your own. But I don't operate that way. Even if it's someone I don't know, if I see that there's someone about to spend money they don't need to spend or to waste time or energy, even if it's a casual acquaintance or someone who hasn't asked for my opinion, maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, I can't help but just get involved and say, hey, wait a second, hold on, let me just share with you this information so at least you can make the best informed decision for yourself. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the right way to do things when it comes to your business. This is going to be a brief episode because I'm just going to talk about one thing. It's the thing that comes up over and over and over again. And for whatever reason, people either forget or they get distracted or they're just not hearing me. So this is a message so that I can say it once and for all. Actually, it won't be the last time I say it, but so that I can state it very clearly and without cluttering the message with anything else. Here's what I have to say to you when it comes to building your business. It starts with, and it should revolve around, and every day you should wake up and say to yourself, how can I find more people who are just like me, who are like the people I want to help on my email list? Every day, I want you to wake up and decide what two or three things you can and or should be doing that helps you to bring the kind of people, your lifers, the people who you like, you relate to them, they're just like you. And because they're just like you, you get them, you understand them, you talk like them, you have their struggles, their challenges, and you care about them. Every day, I want you to figure out how to find more of them and help them get on your email list. That's it. Okay, so every day, Chalene says, no matter what kind of business I have, whether it's a pet store with customers who actually need to come in through the door, or an online business, or I'm growing my blog, or I have an ebook, or I have a product or a service, or I represent an MLM, whatever it is, it doesn't matter at this point in 2015. And I assume into the next several years, your number one objective each day should be to ask yourself that question. What can I do to specifically reach the people who I want to help and continually build my email list? When I say build your email list, yes, you're asking people to opt into your email list and you're giving them something. So when I say build your email list, that's just kind of a shortened way to say the longer version of which is, how can I find people who are just like me? And then how can I serve them? And how can I serve them and start a relationship off of whatever social media platform they might have found me on? I should probably end this episode right here because you get it. You get it, right? So today, what have you done to help people start that relationship with you via email? What can you do tomorrow? What can you create that's a gift that tells people what you're about, how much knowledge you have, a little bit about your personality, who you are as a person? Like, what can you create? What is it that you know? What have you figured out? What have you faced as a challenge that you found a way to work through it, and now you want to help other people do the same thing? Think about that. What new freemiums or lead magnets, as they are sometimes referred to, can you create that serve people? What type of content can you develop that gives people the know-how, the shortcut, the guidebook, the resources, the tools that they need? And how can you deliver that to people in such a way that they go, wow, I really like this person, and I'm so glad that I opted into this particular freemium because I like this relationship. I like what they have to offer. Every day, I want you to consider that the first couple of things you do for your business should be focused on that. That is your, when you sit down, that should be your focus. Before you're returning emails, before you're making posts on social media, before you're trying to reach out to so-and-so. Now, why? Because it doesn't make sense for you to be writing a book or creating a program that you're going to sell, or an e-course, or an academy, or launching your podcast, or any of these things until you have a way to specifically reach people outside of social media. There, I've said it. That's the truth. And I can tell you, I've had the agents of top name celebrities whose names I could say right now, and you would go, oh, I know that person. I watch them every night on the news, or I watch them on this entertainment program, or I've seen them on this television show. Their agents contact me and say, my client just lost their job, or my client has this program or this new product that he or she wants to launch, and we don't have an email list. Yes, he or she is seen every single day by millions of people, but we don't have an email list. Or people who have huge social media followings, tons of subscribers on YouTube, or maybe up to a million people on Facebook, but they don't have an email list. And then they create a program where they want to sell a product or a service. And then what do? They're stuck because it just doesn't work. And all the while, if they had just been slowly giving people an opportunity to develop that relationship outside of that medium, outside of that TV show, outside of that Facebook wall, outside of your Twitter account, if you're working on growing that, you would have this very strong, very specific and loyal group of followers / lifers who you can build this relationship with via email. Now, the reason why this is such a, I guess, hot topic for me is because I did that too. I was creating these things and I'm like, but no one is opting in, or I can't get people to go on my webinar, or I can't get people to buy my academy, and neither can you. And you can't get that book deal, and you, not the one you want. You just stop doing all of these things. See, here I go. I'm starting to rant, but I have to, because why? I don't have any vested interest in any of this. I offer some of those programs that teach you how to do these things, but I'm just telling you, there's an order to it. And the order starts with this: build your relationship via your email list first. Okay? That means that I want you to stop doing what you're doing to create this thing that you think you're going to sell or offer. It doesn't make any sense for you to continue writing this book that you are going to shop around to get a book proposal unless you have an email list, y'all. Y'all need an email list. She's ranting again. Okay, let me give you another example. I can tell you that my friend, Tony Horton. Tony Horton and I released a book with the same publisher in the same very year. And Tony's a friend. Hi, Tony, if you're listening. The year that our books released, Tony was a household name and still is a household name. You know him from P90X. In fact, they were singing about him in songs and talking about him on the late night TV shows. Like, that you just couldn't get more popular than Tony Horton that year. My book came out that year too. My book was released by the same publisher. We both used Rodell. I didn't have any shows on the air that year. Nobody was singing about my name. You know, nobody was talking about me in pop culture. Like, basically, an unknown, especially in the world of personal development, which is where I publish my book. And my book, Push, is all about really personal development. There's a diet component to it, yes, but it's also about goal setting and being happy and finding balance in your lives. The reason why my book hit the New York Times bestseller list the first week right out of the gates and Tony's did not and never even came close to hitting the New York Times bestseller list, and it's an awesome, awesome book. Yo, it has nothing to do about content. It has nothing to do with who knows your name. It has nothing to do with how popular you are or how many people you have following you in social media. Again, Tony's social media following just crushed mine. But what I had done at the urging of my management was build my email list. It is because I had cultivated a relationship with people via email by giving them content, by just delivering value week after week and developing that relationship via email, so that once my book was out, it was easy. I could just send an email and say, hey, my book's out. You know, you can't do that on Facebook. I mean, you can, but it doesn't get the same kind of reach whatsoever. It's just, yo, it's not the same. Why would I be so passionate about this message? Because I feel like I owe it to you. I feel like because so many people spend money and go around in circles and they get frustrated with being an entrepreneur and they're always saying, what should I do first? What should I do first? Ready? Everybody together. What should you do first? Yay! Good answer. You're right. The first thing you should do in building your business is build your email list. And guess what? It's the first thing you should do every single day. Have you noticed on every single podcast that I say, this program is brought to you by CourageousConfidenceClub.com? Yep, you guessed it. When you go there, there's a place for you to put your email address in, and I will give you my free training course on how to build more confidence. It's a single video, but it's going to cover all of the basics. That's the beginning of a relationship. Or I'll say, hey, I would love to give you guys the opportunity to work with me for 30 days on really how to get more organized, more focused, and use your cell phone to basically be super duper focused. You can spend 30 days with me for free. I'm going to send you a video, one video every single day for 30 days via email. All you do is go to 30daypush.com. That's 30daypush.com. What is that? Yeah, that's another lead magnet or opt-in or freemium. That's another way for me to build a relationship with people who are interested in being focused and goal-driven and don't want to spend as much time working as they want to spend time living and enjoying people. In fact, anytime I reference a link in this show related to a course that I've created or something that I like to teach people, it is always a freemium. It's always a gift. And that's how I start my day each day. I think, okay, what I'm going to do in social media, whatever it is I'm going to be creating for people, I don't want to just create it and then walk away. There needs to be an invitation to continue the relationship. That's how I see it. If somebody's interested in this content, if you're listening to my podcast and it's a relevant conversation, if it's information you need, then I want to invite you to continue this relationship. It's the equivalent of if you went out on a date with someone, right? And it was like awesome and you're totally hitting it off and you're thinking to yourself, this is somebody I could spend some time with. We see eye to eye. We get along. I really like this person. We share a lot of the same common interests. And then both of you just stood up and walked away. And neither one of you took that opportunity to say, let's stay connected. That would be a missed opportunity. And that's what I see people doing all the time in most of what they're doing in building their business. They're just creating and creating and connecting with people, but never saying, hey, we should stay connected, and giving people a way or a reason why they should stay connected. So in my next episode, I'm going to tell you exactly what 90% of entrepreneurs are doing wrong in social media. That's in my next episode. If you thought I was on a rant right now, ooh, loaded, loaded, loaded. Just wait to hear my next episode. Okay, so just to recap, when the thought comes into your mind, Should I create a program? Should I write a book? Should I have an offer? Should I put together a webinar? Should I maybe consider starting my own YouTube channel? Should I create a podcast? All of these things, the answer to which is yes, but only after what? You guessed it. After I really figure out how exactly I'm going to continually build my email list. I mean, I had a meeting today just hours ago with someone who's got an incredible business, just insane potential. And I just kept thinking to myself, oh my gosh, they've spent years without giving any thought to building their email list. And I thought of all of the television appearances and all of the opportunities that this individual had to build their email list. And they wouldn't have had to ask for business loans or to be under the type of stress and hardship that this company is currently in if they had just spent time building that relationship with their customers. Build the relationship via email, y'all. Build your tribe. Build your tribe. Build your tribe. But that doesn't mean building your tribe exclusively in social media. That doesn't mean build your product. That doesn't mean build your house, open up your store, launch your podcast, write your book before you build your tribe. Build your tribe first. Create things that start that relationship, that email relationship. Now, that it might be different 10 years from now. Who knows? But that's the beauty of a podcast. I can deliver to you the content, the information, the best practices that are working today, right now. And as of right now, as someone who speaks to you from personal experience, as someone who can speak to you as a friend, this is exactly the advice I give to my closest, dearest friends who are entrepreneurs, as well as the people who pay me tens of thousands of dollars to help them build their business. I mean, the only reason why I would tell you not to do this is if you love working. You love working 24/7. You love feeling like you love that nervousness that you're never going to find your next client, of worrying about when the next person's going to walk through your door. Now, if you love that kind of stress and you love being in your business and you love the hustle, the 24/7 hustle, and you have no interest in ever being able to relax and enjoy what you do and enjoy your life, well, then you have to trust me that I have nothing but the best of intentions for you, that I have nothing but desire to help you enjoy what it is you do. That's it. That's the bottom line. And if that's what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, you can do it the slow way, the hard way, or you can do it the way that might not be as fun, but it's far more effective. It's far faster. And there's more security, more safety, there's more fun in it if you just build your tribe, meaning build your email list. All right, so normally I would send you someplace. I would send you to a link where I would have you opt into my email list. But I want you to know that this is truly from my heart and it's about you. Today, I want you to take out a pen and a piece of paper and just start brainstorming. If you haven't created a freemium, if you haven't thought of what you could give people, I want you to just think about, what should you be creating? Should it be a report, a list of your top tools and resources? Should it be a series of videos sharing with people how you've done something? Would it be references or resources or a PDF or a free ebook or an audio training program? Whatever it is that you have figured out, that you know your lifers are interested in learning themselves, that's, my friends, what you should be giving away. That's your freemium. That is first. It's before anything else. It's before worrying about your social media. It's before figuring out what you're going to sell. It's before figuring out if you're going to sell something. It's just first. It's first. It's first. Because we must find a way to deliver value, valuable content to people in exchange for their email address, which sounds like kind of creepy, but what it means is in exchange for the beginning of a long-term relationship. Don't forget to tune into Thursday's edition. And so you're listening to this perhaps on Wednesday. Tomorrow's episode will be devoted entirely to the mistake I see fully 90% of entrepreneurs making in social media. You want to tune in because you don't have time to waste time, y'all. I told you I would be brief, I would be bright, I would try to be fun, and then we would be done. So we are done. I love you. Talk to you tomorrow. This episode is a special episode brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. It's an online school that we open up registration to just once a year. If you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or your phone or to feel like you're constantly on social media, if you don't want to waste a ton of money developing websites or spending money on SEO experts, I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And if we have already closed registration by the time you hear this message, don't worry, we'll put you on our list and you'll be first to be notified when we open up registration next year. To learn more and to take advantage of my free teaching videos, go to MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And of course, I'll include a link in my show notes.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.